Act five. What's going to happen?
We have such a great exterior for this show. It's such a joy because any angle, and this is actually my probably my favorite scene in this. It's just the essence of the show, I think, right here. It's just so simplistic, and it's about family, and it's about this hilarious horse who's such a ham bun. Watch this horse here. It's great.
Well, it's funny because in this scene, it was another barn scene, another stable scene. I'm like, okay, we're not going to do another stable scene inside. So I said, let's open up the back window. Let's get the wildfire name tag, clear out these bushes. Let's put a bench there, and we'll shoot the whole scene outside. And so now we have this new set that we can shoot for the series where we can have wildfire in the scene. And so I knew I wanted that to happen. And it's so much faster to shoot outside than it is inside. It's a lot less lighting. And I knew I could shoot two cameras on this and keep them moving and block shoot the scene. So it was really, really a fun thing. The funny story is there's a tree right to the right. So to get the reverse angle, which is this angle right here, the tree is right there. So you can't get the exact angle. So there was like a nice branch that just banana, just enough to stick a camera between the tree branches, like which are pretty thick branches, to get the close up. And otherwise we would have, I don't know, I would have cut down the tree or move, cheat everything over, which we didn't have time for. So it was fun to shoot a brand new set for the first time with a crew that hadn't shot there before. And as a director, you're always saying, how can I shoot the show differently? This is another set. This is actually right outside of our track where we shoot. And this is the scene that the producers were bugging me to go faster so I could come and get this scene. So this is the same day as the racetrack and all the second unit action. And this is the last scene we shot before we wrapped. And that actor, the kid actor, his name is Tyler, the character, but the actor's name is Janice. And he was in another episode, which his part ended up getting cut out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Episode five, so I just liked him as an actor, so we cast him again and put him in this part.
Oh, is he the bully kid?
He was the bully kid.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That was your script.
Yes.
That's right.
This is a really nice, subtle scene as well between the two of them. They're both dealing with so much emotionally, and they're both avoiding. It's like two giant white elephants in the room with them.
They both have their secret agendas and their secret guilt. And again, another barn scene with wildfire in the background, differently than any of the other ones we shot. And Frank Pearl just did a great job lighting this and shooting really fast. And
there's this constant pull, you know, the bond between Micah and Genevieve, yeah.
And then the great thing about the Ken Davis, Danny storyline, they're always at each other. The family's totally, they're so opposite than the Ritters, and yet there's still love there. And as dysfunctional as it is, it's still love. And James Reed is just such a good little actor. He just brings it.
He's really fun to write for.
He's great. And this was another, you know, this is the first time I had directed for Wildfire, so I had the advantage of seeing all the episodes and knowing what works and what doesn't work. So when I went there, I really got to pick angles that hadn't been shot before. And it was fun to really...
And also, this is a real house.
Yeah.
It's not upset, so it's fun too. It's a great house to shoot in.
This house doubles for their house, but it also is the country club. So the living room becomes the country club. You just redress it.
It's a very large house.
Yeah. The exterior backyard was Bobby's pool house, Bobby's house. And the front is the club, the country club, and the interior kitchen is their house. And the movie magic, you never know the difference.
Yep.
It's funny, a lot of people loved her heart shirt, and then other people just thought it was distracting and really hated it. I personally didn't even notice it on the day. I went, oh, you look cute. Okay, so here's the scene. And we just shot it, and when I got to post, I noticed it for the first time. But I thought, you know, it's kind of symbolic, actually.
Yeah.
Which escaped me at the time, but I should probably take credit for doing it, but I didn't. I didn't even notice it on the day.
Always take credit.
Always take credit.
If you don't take credit, I'll take credit.
There you go. It was in the script. She's wearing a heart sweater. I love this scene. It was, again, another stable scene. And it was fun to sort of have him on the outside. We get to see the outside of Rain Tree with the trees lit up at night.
Yeah, it's really quite a beautiful place to shoot.
Yeah.
In the day, it's hard to get a bad angle because there are these amazing cottonwood trees that are 200-300 years old, and they are at amazing angles, unnatural because they're all
wild, basically.
They're all wild. They didn't have posts to go straight up. So these crisscross angles are just spectacular.
The only dangerous thing is they're notoriously brittle and crack and fall on the crew. So basically, if you're sitting there and you hear any kind of crack, if you hear any kind of noise, you're supposed to duck and run. Problem is, you might be running right into the branch. So I think we have extra insurance for the cottonwoods we had to get. But this is just a wonderful... There's an angle that we hadn't shot before, which I thought was foreshadowing of what's going to happen to him in the future. But this montage, I just loved shooting slow motion stuff and tying it all together at the end. And actually, this is my wife singing. I don't know if you knew that.
You know what? I thought it was.
This is one of her new songs off her album that's just coming out soon. And she actually wrote this song about me. When my father passed away. So this was a song she wrote about me, and kind of fit perfectly with the scene in terms of Chris's relationship between the two of them and watching him sleep and all this stuff. Just fit, dropped right into the scene, and everyone loved it. So I was like, okay. And again, the horse legs, he steals the scene. He steals the scene. Just a little bit of the horse.
Yeah.
But again, another barn scene, and it doesn't look like the other scenes. That was my big challenge to myself. And Ryan is just such a great little actor. He gives you so much. He's so charming. He can say mean things to his sister, and he says the sweetest, funniest things to Chris, and can just see his wheels turning, and your heart breaks for him because he hears that she's sort of moving on to someone else, and it's a great way to end the episode.
Yeah.
So nice work, man.
You too.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. All right. Thanks for watching.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Okay. Bye.